Gauranga Duti Pada Jadana Sampada Gauranga Duti Pada Jadana Sampada Gauranga Duti Pada Jadana Sampada Se jane baka tirasa Se jane baka tirasa sa Gauranga Madhura Lila Chakane Paveshila Gauranga Madhura Lila Chakane Paveshila Gauranga Madhura Lila Chakane Hidaya Nirmala Vela Ta Hidaya Nirmala Vela Ta Gauranga Namalai Tarai Premadarai Gauranga Namalai Tarai Premadarai Gauranga Namalai Tarai Tare mui jai bola ani Tare mui jai bola ani Gauranga Bhune Te Jure Nitya Lila Tare Sure Gauranga Bhune Te Jure Nitya Lila Tare Se jana baka tiyari kari Se jana baka tiyari kari 담겨라 성기간에 nitya siddha kani mane gauram yara sangi gane nitya siddha kani mane Jai Brajendra Sutra Sva Jai Brajendra Sutra Sva Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintamani Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeva Jane Chintamani Tada Raja Bhune Paha Tada Raja Bhune Paha Gaura Prema Rasana Ve Seita Dange Jeva Dure Rasana Ve Seita Dange Jeva Dure Gaura Prema Rasana Ve Seita Dange Jeva Dure Se Radha Madhava Antaranga Se Radha Madhava Vajane te take Hara Goranga Gole take Vajane te take Hara Goranga Gole take Narottama Mahakeshara Sangha Narottama Mahakeshara Narottama Mahakeshara Sangha
The Prabhupada has given a purport to this song. I was going to read a little bit from his commentary and then speak a little bit. First, I should read the translation of the song. Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya as their only asset knows the true essence of devotional service. If anyone gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, then immediately his heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination. Anyone who simply chants the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya will immediately develop love of Godhead. I offer him all congratulations by saying, Bravo. If anyone feels ecstasy and cries by simply hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he at once understands the eternal loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Anyone who has understood that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally liberated souls immediately becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, in his next birth. If anyone understands that there is no difference between Gaudiya Mandala, the place in West Bengal wherein Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, and the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. Anyone who takes pleasure sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. It doesn't matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced order of life or whether he is a householder. If he is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, then such a person is always liberated. Narottam Das aspires for his association. And we'll just read a little bit from Prabhupada's commentary. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur in praise of the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Gauranga refers to Lord Chaitanya, who has a fair complexion. One who has a fair complexion is called Gaura. And since Lord Chaitanya was very fair, just like molten gold, he was also named Gaura Sunda. Narottam Das Thakur says, Gaurangira Dutipada Jar Dana Sampada Sejani Bhakati Rasa Sar. Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya could understand the true essence of devotional service. Devotional service is very difficult. It cannot be understood by any ordinary man. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, out of many thousands of persons who are trying to achieve the perfection of human life, only some actually become perfect and realize the self. And out of many thousands of such self-realized persons, only one can understand Krishna. Without understanding Krishna, how can one engage himself in the service of Krishna? Therefore, the devotional service of Krishna is not an ordinary thing. But fortunately, if one follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurangira Dutipada, by following the path shown by Lord Chaitanya, the process of simply chanting Hare Krishna, he can very easily understand what devotional service is. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur prays that one take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and follow in his footsteps, for then one can understand the essence of devotional service. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshu Unminitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Bukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Mangayate Girin Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurundina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Sanyavari Pastajate Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this very wonderful song, which is called The Glories of Sri Gauranga, Srila Narottam Das Thakur describes in this first verse How Lord Chaitanya has a golden complexion. As is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, may the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Mother Sachi Devi, be transcendently situated within the innermost core of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has come to bestow by his causeless mercy what no other incarnation has come to offer, the elevated mellows of devotional service, the mellows of conjugal love. So this verse is actually composed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Vidagdha Madhava and describes one of the purposes for the Lord's descent, and describes about his golden complexion, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. Lord Chaitanya is therefore known here as Gauranga. This verse, which we just quoted, is in the Adi Lila section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, after quoting this verse, he goes on to describe how Lord Krishna is the son of the king of Vraja, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he comes, or he enjoys eternally in his eternal abode, Goloka, which includes Vrajadham. And then he goes on to explain how the Supreme Lord descends. He descends once in a day of Brahma to display his transcendental pastimes. And he describes just what is a day of Brahma. It's quite significant, as he gives the calculations according to the different Divya Yugas, where four yugas taken together, which is 4 million years, they are called the Divya Yuga. And there are 71 Divya Yugas in one period of Manu. And there are 14 periods of Manu, or Manva avatars, in one day of Lord Brahma. So you calculate it. It's a lot of years. And Lord Krishna descends with his full paraphernalia and displays his Vrajadham once in every day of Lord Brahma. He comes at the end of the, I think it's the seventh Manu, which is the Vaivasvata Manu. And after 27 Divya Yugas of the seventh Manu, in the 28th Divya Yuga, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Lord Krishna descends with all the full paraphernalia of his transcendental abode. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes on to explain what takes place in Goloka, as well as when he descends to this world. He describes the four mellows of servitude, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love. These are the four transcendental rasas. And those devotees who cherish these mellows, these devotees, they can actually subdue Krishna by their love. And Krishna is absorbed in such loving relationships with his devotees. And therefore he enjoys his servants, his friends, his parents, and conjugal lovers. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that after Krishna descends, he stays for as long as he wishes, and then he departs. And after he descends and displays his pastimes of being completely controlled by his devotees and subdued by their transcendental relationships of servitorship, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love, he displays these pastimes with them for as long as he wishes. And then after he's decides to leave, he departs, he disappears. And then after he disappears, he begins to think that for a long time, I have not bestowed upon the inhabitants of the world the loving sentiments or the loving, unalloyed loving devotional service. Without such loving attachment, then this whole material world is useless. So Krishna was thinking in this way. It's a pretty profound statement. He's thinking that for a long time I have not bestowed this kind of loving devotional service which he himself experiences with the residents of Vrindavan. That type of reciprocal relationships whereby Krishna becomes bound and subdued by their love. Subdued means completely controlled by their love. So much so that according to whatever way one wants to approach Krishna and serve Krishna, then Krishna becomes totally subordinate to the service rendered by his pure unalloyed devotees who are situated in spontaneous love. So after displaying these pastimes, he thinks that it's been a long time that I have not bestowed this upon the inhabitants of this world. I haven't given it freely. So he begins to think that without such loving attachments, and this whole material world is useless, has no value. Of course, we have to understand the position the Lord is speaking from. He's speaking from, obviously, that which gives him the greatest pleasure. And I think Maharaj gave the example recently about the Udambara tree. Is that what it's called? Udambara tree. Yes. That if one fruit from a tree falls, then what is the loss? So in the same way, if one universe becomes completely Krishna conscious, then what is the loss amongst the unlimited universes? So Krishna therefore is thinking that if in this material world, if there is no such unalloyed devotional service, then this whole world is useless. And he explains that the people of this world, they are following the scriptural injunctions, and they're worshiping me with awe and reverence. But such awe and reverence and such type of worship is like that does not attract me. He's attracted by spontaneous love. He's not attracted by the type of rules and regulations which are followed by the people in general and scriptural injunctions which are situated in the platform of awe and veneration. He says, by such activities engaged in awe and veneration, according to scripture, one can attain the Vaikuntha planets and achieve the four types of liberation of Salokya, Samipya, Sarshti, five types of liberation, excuse me, but four because the devotee is never interested in Suyujya Mukti, which is merging into the Supreme Lord. But the devotee will accept having the same bodily features of the Supreme Lord, being a companion of the Lord, living on the same planet as the Lord, and sharing the same opulences of the Supreme Lord. By engaged in regulated devotional service according to scriptural injunctions, one can achieve this. But then Krishna says, Yuga Dhamma Pravataimo Nama Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvan. He said that I will personally appear in this world, and I will inaugurate the religion of the age, the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four ecstatic mellows of transit of loving, ecstatic, loving, spontaneous devotional service to me. So this is how Krishna was thinking after he departed. He was thinking, for a long time I haven't given it. So he started to think, I have to come again, but this time I have to bestow, as we explained, that the son of Sachibata, who has a complexion of like molten gold, he's appeared to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before. The highest elevated mellows of devotional service. once in the day of Brahma, and as Maharaj was speaking about this morning, it's actually not such a long time ago that Lord Chaitanya appeared. It was only 500 years ago. And we talked about once in the day of Lord Brahma he appears, which we tried to give a little calculation of the extent of that amount of time. So he says that I will come and I will inaugurate this congregational chanting, the religion of the age, the Yuga Dharma. And I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of devotional service. He said, I will come. I will accept the mood of a devotee, accept the role of a devotee. And I will teach devotional service by practicing it myself. No one can teach anyone about devotional service unless he practices it himself. And he says that this is confirmed according to the statements given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And then he quotes the verses, Yada yada hi dhammasya glani bhavati bharata. That whenever there is a predominant rise of irreligion and the decline of religious practices, at that time I advent myself, paratranaya sadunam vinashaya chajuskritam. Dharma sangstap pranataya sambhavami yuge yuge. In order to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. So Krishna is thinking this way, that nobody can teach devotional service if he's not practicing it himself. This is a very important point. As described, that previously, when Lord Krishna appeared, he appeared to teach the principle of manmana bhavamad bhakto man yajimam namaskaru, to always think of me, to worship me, offer your homages unto me, surely you will come to me. He came to teach that, but he, as explained by our acharyas, that he came to teach it in a theoretical way. He gave some instruction, but he thought again that he had to come himself in order to teach by his own example. Manmana bhavamad bhakto. Therefore, he came again as a devotee and taught by his own example, because we need examples. It's very, very important to see that there is an example. It gives us faith. It gives us hope. Unless we can see some example of somebody who's actually engaged in devotional service, absorbed in devotional service, and understands the actual goal of devotional service. One of the anartas is actually called Tattva Vibhrama. It means to not fully understand what is the actual goal of devotional service. Even though the goals are established in the scriptures and established by our previous acharyas and established by the devotees who are fully engaged in devotional service, we may become forgetful of this goal. But when we see an example, so Lord Chaitanya came to teach by his own example. What does it mean to be fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna? So the internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance are given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, as well as the secondary reasons which are given. The internal reasons that are given is that he came to understand the position. What is it that Krishna has? He couldn't understand it as Krishna. He could only understand as Krishna's devotees. And he came to relish the same pleasure. He's thinking, what is it that Radharani, she relishes? What that pleasure, that taste that she tastes in me? I want to taste that too. But it was, that understanding was foreign to him as Krishna. He had to come in the mood of Radharani in order to taste it, experience it. So he came with this internal understanding to taste and to experience that ecstatic love for himself. So he came as a devotee. And he taught by his example. And he says that if one doesn't teach by his example in devotional service, then he cannot teach. Well, I remember one lecture, Srila Prabhupada. In fact, I have it right here. Prabhupada says something very interesting in his commentary to the Sadgoswamastakam. Krishna Kirtana Gananatana Paro Premambritam. It's not here. I thought it was here. But in this commentary, he says that a devotee, he says he should teach by his example. And he said that six Goswamis, they taught by their example what it was to be always engaged in chanting and in hearing about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, unless one teaches by an example, his example, he said, it simply be theoretical. So Prabhupada was talking about the six Goswamis in the same way, how they taught by their example how to be fully engaged in Krishna Kirtan, always absorbed in thoughts and hearing and chanting about Krishna. So similarly, Krishna is also speaking in the same way in this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that yad yad acharati shishta stata evetaro jana sayap anpurute lokas tadanuvartate, that whatever actions are performed by great men, then common men will follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by his exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Therefore he says that, he quotes from Bhagavad Gita, he said that, if I did not teach by my own example religious principles, then the whole world would be put to ruination. I will be the cause of unwanted progeny. And I will also, all the living entities will be spoiled. So I have to teach by my example. And then he concludes by saying, my plenary expansions, they can come to teach the religion of a particular age. But only I myself can come to deliver the type of devotional service which is experienced by the residents of Vrajadham. Only I myself, as Maharaj was speaking this morning at Dvaitaracharya, when he saw the state of the world and he saw that everybody was so much absorbed in worldliness, he was thinking only Krishna himself could possibly come and to give them Krishna consciousness. Even I, he was feeling in despair. No one, everyone is interested. People are speaking from Bhagavad Gita and never once mentioning the name bhakti or devotional service. Such words do not even touch their tongues, and yet they speak from Bhagavad Gita and scriptures in this way. So he was feeling great despair, and he was thinking, only if Krishna comes himself, I will force Krishna to come. In fact, the Dvaitacharya, as is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he said, I will make the Lord appear and give devotional service to everyone. And he says, and if he doesn't come, I will cut off everyone's head. Of course, he understood quite well that by the strength of devotional service, the Lord appears. And therefore, by his intense prayers and his worship of the Shila with Ganges water and Tulsi, and by his calling, the Lord appeared. So, this devotional service, as Srila Prabhupada explains in his commentary, it is not so easy to understand. It's a mystery. He says, devotional service is very difficult. It cannot be understood by any ordinary man. It's a mystery. If one tries to understand devotional service, as Prabhupada would oftentimes say, by trying to taste honey by licking the outside of the bottle. You can lick the outside of the bottle, but unless one takes the cover off and takes the honey from inside, he cannot taste the sweetness of the honey. In the same way, if one wants to experience the sweetness of devotional service, one has to experience himself by the process of surrender. And that surrender, when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dhammam Parityaja Mamekam Saranam Braja, Ahantvam Savapapiva Mokshishami Ma Suchaha, he says, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender unto me. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in his commentary to this verse that what is Krishna talking about? He's talking about the previous verse. The real surrender means manmana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskaru. This is surrender. To surrender our minds to always thinking of Krishna, always worship Krishna, always to offer our prayers to Krishna. And by so doing, surely we will go to Krishna. This is our process of surrender. And this is the process that Lord Chaitanya came to distribute. Therefore he says,
I will come, I will establish the religion of the age, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is the religion. Simply absorbing oneself and chanting the holy name of the Lord with firm faith, one will be able to realize the ecstatic mellows of spontaneous devotional service as experienced by those residents of Vrindavan who subdued Krishna by their love for Him. Nayam sukapo bhagavan dehitam gopika sutta, as explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna can only be approached by to spontaneous loving devotional service to Him. Krishna gopika sutta, the son of Mother Jasoda, can only be understood by spontaneous devotion. He cannot be understood by simply performance of austerities and penances. He cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas. He's not understood in this way. He's only understood when one absorbs his mind and his thoughts and his desires in trying to please the Lord by executing the primary dharma of this age of Kali, which Lord Chaitanya came to distribute, the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. If one chants with this firm faith in this process of chanting, then this perfection that Lord Chaitanya came to give can be achieved by anyone. One actually has to have that faith. Srila Prabhupada would oftentimes emphasize to his disciples that anyone, any devotee, can achieve the same perfection. And in one lecture in 1966 and 22nd Avenue, Srila Prabhupada said, anyone can achieve the same position as Mother Jasoda, and who is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and serves Krishna as her beloved son, and thinks of Krishna only as her son, relishing this relationship with the Supreme Lord. This is one of the four mellows that Lord Chaitanya came to distribute by this process of Sankirtan. And anyone who takes to this process, as Prabhupada explains, he says, but fortunately, if one follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurangira Dutipada, by following the path shown by Lord Chaitanya, the process of simply chanting Hare Krishna, he can very easily understand what devotional service is. As Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he offers obeisance to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is an ocean of transcendental mercy. And although the subject of bhakti is very difficult to understand, nonetheless, he has made it so very easily accessible in this age of Kali Yuga. Ordinarily, to understand devotional service is very difficult. But Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that in Kali Yuga, he has made it so accessible, so easy. For the most fallen, he's delivered the most simple and sublime process. Therefore, if we follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and take up this chanting in this way, then all perfection can be achieved. We don't want to speak too long because we want to hear from Srila Radhanath Maharaj, who I believe also wants to chant the bhajan and to share his realizations with you on this most auspicious evening of Gaur Purnima. So we'll stop here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.